welcome to the USEA's official podcast. On the show today with me, I've got the new president of the association, that is Diane Pitts, and she's going to tell us how she got into this new role and also about this year's convention. So first of all, welcome to the program, Diane.
Thank you. Great to be on.
Well, let's start with a little bit of background. For those that weren't at convention and may not be familiar with you, let's talk a little bit about your eventing background to start off with, which area you're in and how you got into the sport.
Okay. I am in Area 5, which is Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And I got into the sport through my son. My son is an eventer and spent a lot of time driving to and from competitions, watching him ride. And as we all know, that they spend about 5 minutes in the saddle each day. And so the rest of the time, I just kind of wander around and talk to people. So I am not a competitor myself. I took up riding after he left for college. But I came in the hard way. I had to watch.
So you've been obviously learning the sport as an outsider, but also an insider too. So how did you get involved with the administrative side of it as a volunteer?
Okay, well, I volunteer at most of our area horse trials. I have for years, and I've everything from a show jump steward to a volunteer coordinator, and was asked to be on the Area 5 Council a number of years ago as the council secretary. So I did that, and then I took over the reins as the Area 5 Young Rider Coordinator and have done that for 5 years. So, you know, I love the sport. I love the Young Rider Program. We have a very active Young Rider Program here in Area 5, and kind of sad to not be doing that anymore, but I've turned it over, the reins over there to two people who I'm sure will continue to do a really good job.
So how did the journey to becoming president of the association actually take its course?
Okay. I was, several years ago, somebody called me, a friend of mine called me, and asked, they were taking nominations for the Board of Governors, at-large nominations, and she said, would you be interested? I've been on a lot of nonprofit boards over the years, and I said, have an interest in the sport, so I said, sure. Well, I ended up on the Board of Governors. I think my first year was in New Orleans. And then I took over when our Area 5 Board of Governor individual rotated off. I moved into her position, so I became the Area 5 member on the Board of Governors and have helped. I've been treasurer, I've been secretary, I've been head of the legal committee, a number of positions on the Board of Governors, and was approached a couple years ago, at Young Riders, and asked if I would consider being president. So here I am.
So what is it that interests you about being president? Because that is the top job.
It is the top job. You know what? We have a wonderful staff, so I'm really, really looking forward. I get along very well with Joe. In fact, she and I shared a trailer at the NECs this past year. I don't have a preset agenda. I'm very much of I practiced law for 25 years, and so I am very much of a problem solver, and I believe fairly creative. I would like anybody that wants to get involved to be involved, and I'm open to new ideas, new suggestions, working with people, working with different groups. We're doing some new strategic planning. I would like to see us out in front of the curve on planning, on strategic planning, on anticipating what's coming down, but continue to be the champion of the sport. And I think I really appreciated David's speech at the luncheon at the annual meeting when he said this is one sport. It is one sport, and I think that there are so many constituencies in this sport, and we all need to make sure we keep dialogue open and work together.
Although you said you don't have an agenda, what would you consider to be the biggest challenges facing the association in 2014 going forwards now, Diane, and the sport in general?
I think the sport in general, we will always, you know, I think our membership base is fairly solid and fairly consistent. It may change a few over the course of a year, but I think financially we're also in very good straits, largely due to, and we've had a wonderful vice president of audit and finance for the past 6 years, and Mike Winter, and the financials, the whole financial reporting, all of that is in very good straits. I think that going forward, there are a number of challenges. I think we need to pay attention to the high performance aspect of our sport, which is in a lot of ways our public persona, but not forget that a large percentage of our membership are amateurs. And they are either adults or junior amateurs, and they are really the backbone of the sport. So I think that the challenges will continue to be making sure that the sport is relevant for everybody. I think from the professional standpoint, there's always the financial issue. Making a living in the sport, finding owners, finding benefactors, etc. And then for the amateurs, it's the quality of our horse trials, the days of our, you know, the calendar, the quality, the cost, making sure it continues to be affordable for everybody that wants to compete. I think for the juniors, it's a mixture. It's the riders that don't have aspirations to become professionals. But then there's also the need to make sure we have a good path through the ranks up into the upper levels for those who have those ambitions.
In some countries, the amateurs often say that there is not enough being done for them. Do you think that applies here? Could more be done for the huge amateur base that we have in the sport?
Yes. I mean, I think we can always do more for all of our competitors. And like I just said, I think that the amateurs are the backbone of this sport. So I think that we need to make sure we listen to them. As far as more, I think it's really a matter of making sure that the costs don't get too great, but that also our competitions are the highest quality they can be. Challenging to the professionals, but not over challenging to the amateurs. So, it's a little bit of a tightrope, but I think it's something that we have walked successfully in the past and can continue to do so.
And one of the challenges for any sport, of course, is appealing to sponsors and retaining sponsors over time. The USEA has traditionally had some very loyal sponsors, but this is a very competitive market in sports generally to obtain and retain sponsors. What do you see as the key going forward to appeal to new sponsors?
Well, that's something that I've already started to address. I think Joe Whitehouse is excellent at obtaining sponsors if we can give her the necessary introductions. And over the years, I've done fundraising for a number of nonprofits, and I know that part of the key there is being able to provide the necessary introductions. I'd like us to think beyond the horse world. I mean, I think that there are sponsors out there that sponsor a number, a variety of sporting events or sporting-related associations that are not necessarily horse-related. I think in the horse industry, we tend to all be chasing a lot of the same sponsors. I think we are just as lucky as we can be to have sponsors like Neutrina and Adequan and SmartPak and all the wonderful sponsors that we do have. But I think we need to, I guess the term I used at the convention was color outside the lines a little bit. So I'm putting together a group that is probably not a traditional, it's more of a corporate group that has access to potential corporations, to see if we can give Joe some new inroads.
Well, this year's convention, of course, had to endure some tough weather up there in Cincinnati. But as always, there's lively conversation, and it's an opportunity for members to discuss and debate. What was your takeaway from there? Would you like to give us a review of your first, well, the handover, wasn't it, from Brian as the president?
It was a handover. You know, those are some very big shoes to fill. I have been on the board with both Kevin and Brian as presidents, and they've been wonderful. And Brian has been wonderful to me, bringing me along, including me in things this past year, so I don't feel like I'm just flying blind here. I think the convention is always very well done. I think there are a number of educational opportunities for everybody to go and listen to whatever they want to. And then I think that combined with David and having all the high performance meetings there, it's kind of revved up things a little bit. It's nice to see all the professional athletes there and sitting in on meetings with the non-professionals. I do think that, we've already started talking about the convention for next year. And, you know, adding a little bit of a Texas flair to it. But I do think that, in spite of the weather, it was very well attended. It's always a pleasure to have Jimmy Wofford donating his time for the awards. It's just a good way to sit there and talk to people from every aspect of the sport and get their input. I think licensed officials has got some new ideas that to reaching out to some of the younger people in the sport, because as we know, a lot of our officials are very age heavy as far as going forward. And I think that, you know, Jack Leary is taking that on and he's working. We had some very good meetings with Sally Ike and Sonia from USEF, trying to open up some new means of communication there. Everybody gets such a good feeling coming away from the convention that I thought it was all positive. I sat in on my first high performance meetings and my first eventing technical committee meeting, so it's nice to have the USEF part of this. I'm very impressed with Christine Tauber going forward. She was there. I think one of the most exciting things was the announcement of the Equine Welfare Project and the new fund that the USEA has started. Money's being dedicated to equine medical research, and we kicked that off. New projects will be presented for us to pick and choose from, but I think that's exciting. I think it's really important to focus on the equine athletes. And I'm glad to see the USEA taking the initiative in doing that.
With it being a World Equestrian Games year next year, will that mean that you'll be more involved with high performance? How will you spend your time then as president in that first year? Do you see yourself doing more traveling now, Diane?
You know what? I am going to travel. There are certain shows that I'll be at Young Riders. Unfortunately, not as the Young Rider chef for our team, but to give out awards. So I will be, I'm going to hit, Joe and I are kind of mapping out the year. I'm planning on being at Red Hills for the first Gold Cup competition. I plan on being at Rebecca Farm. I'm on the Becky Broussard Grant Committee, so I'll be there for that. I'll be at Rolex. But no, I think that high performance with Derek's leadership is very well run, very well organized. Joni has got that. Joni and David have really got that very focused. We will be, an adjunct. I plan on being at the World Equestrian Games. In fact, I was sitting here looking at making my reservations just before you called. But I think we will continue to support high performance in any way we can, and to make sure that it gets what is necessary to to have an excellent team and to represent the U.S. well at the World Equestrian Games. But I see more my role with that as a support role. Like I said, I think Derek is more than capable of leading us in that regard. And so between USEA and the Benning Technical Committee and USEF, I think our role is to support that effort as best we can and make sure that we do put together a really good team.
And you mentioned that you don't actually have an agenda going into this, but do you have a little shopping list to start off with going into the new year?
No, not yet. I'm still kind of formulating. I've got the USEF convention coming up, and that's been totally reorganized. So I think I would like to see, like I said, we have a new strategic planning initiative that we've started, and that's being chaired by John Holling and Lou Leslie. So we have both the professional athlete and the amateur athlete represented. We are looking at the calendar, and that's coming out of a Benning Technical Committee. I'm really kind of want to get my feet on the ground. I mean, I spent a lot of time with Jo talking about her thoughts. I'm very big on getting input from the staff on what we're doing right and what they think maybe we can improve, because they deal with this on a day-to-day basis. And we really have an excellent staff. I'd like to see the AECs, improved a little bit. We had a very good first year here in Texas, but there's lots of room for improvement. The venue's wonderful. It's really more some ancillary. I mean, and the course was fantastic. So it's some ancillary things with that. I'm very hopeful that whoever wants to be involved, that we can find a spot for them, and that there's no bad ideas as far as I'm concerned. I'll listen to any ideas that people have. So hopefully I will be very accessible, and that people feel like they can call and bounce new ideas off me.
Well, I want to wish you well with that new role then, Diane, and look forward to talking to you again on the show, I'm sure, over the next few years.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for all your support.
You can find extensive coverage of this year's annual meeting and convention on the website at useventing.com. This podcast is also available on iTunes. I'm Chris Stafford, and until the next time, enjoy your eventing.